losing my mind. Can you hold me? If I'm hazy blue, can you help me? Oh yeah, here we are, splashing away with another Awakening Wave show, where we are all riding the wave of transformation while ascending. I am Robin Lee, your host. Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome back again. So this show, I just want to, for the new people that are listening, this show is a talk show about exploring spiritual awakening and ascension. We are also focusing on integrating spirituality in the aspects of our lives. So last week we discussed relationships and not last week, the week before, relationships and new sexuality with Sean and Ellen. And I referenced a book that I have been reading amongst many other books that I read and, you know, learn information from. And I did reference a book called The Gene Keys, and I received some feedback regarding this book. And I was really kind of surprised to hear the information. I know that the author is Richard Rudd, but apparently he's a channeler, okay, a spiritual channel. And I did not know that prior to checking out the book. So it is a 600-page book, and it has 64 chapters. And it talks about the different gene keys, which are actually our DNA. So I just wanted to clarify and share this message that I received because I thought it was very interesting. And it was from a being that I know. And the message started out with, I want you to know that I personally support 100% of your new radio venture. And I would love to be able to do so publicly too. However, I did get a chance to listen to some of your last show, and I happened to tune in exactly when you were talking about the gene keys. I know that you value them and that they have been beneficial to you. And of course, as a sovereign, I honor your choice to use them in any way that you feel serves you. So I want to respond to that. I don't value them. They are tools that I use to help me understand the time that we are in. This time of ascension is kind of like a rebirth for me. Like when you've lived your entire life living a certain way, living under a system, going to school, doing, and then all of a sudden you find out that none of it was real. A lot of it was, and I don't want to say the word lie, but disinformation. It's not an easy thing to transform into or to navigate through. So how I do it, this is how I do it. I am a researcher. I read things. I want to know things. And this book was brought to my attention through some people that I met through the Wounded to Wisdom classes that I took with Lucia Nicola Evans. And it was a reference book so that I could learn more about my DNA, the seven sacred bodies, or you could say auric field, however you refer to it. So I just wanted to clarify that. I don't value books, I read them. I mean, they're not like some people are with the Holy Bible, that the word is the word is the word. This is how I'm going to live my life based on this book. No, this is just references to help me understand a lot of things that come my way. So this being continues to say that I hate this administration job that I have to do. And given that you endorse them on your show, I can't in good conscience advertise your show. Okay, I don't want anybody to advertise my show. My show is all about sharing experiences, talking about our challenges. And it's not just me. I'm sharing this with all the beautiful people that are in my life, that are part of my soul family. And in my daily activities, I'm very passionate about what I'm learning and I want to share it with others. And some people look at me, you know, like a deer in the headlights. Some people think that I'm a little crazy, but imagine 3 years ago when I didn't know all this stuff, I'd probably be doing the same thing. So it's not easy information to process and learn about the things that the real truth of our being. So this being continues to go, I trust this will make sense to you and that you know that I love you, honor you, and your choices you will in your choices and will always support you personally. Personally, I feel terrible about this and I told you I would advertise your show and I hope you can forgive me. First of all, there's nothing to forgive. And my opinion, that's a line of BS, okay? The truth is, if it doesn't resonate with you, then that is fine. I'm fine with that. And you don't have to ask for forgiveness because I love you unconditionally. So there's nothing to forgive. And I appreciate the feedback, but I just wanted to clarify that the books that I read, the information that I receive, is all propaganda. All information is. So this past week on forthepeople.space, they were quoting Bible verses, okay? And the Bible has been channeled. We all know that. There's some truth in it. There's some good information. There's some information that isn't so good, but it's a book, all right? And it's just like Q says, take what you will and what you don't, you just leave it. And that's all there is to it. So I just wanted to clarify that. I do a lot of reading to try to understand information that comes my way. And the books, I'm reading a book right now called Anastasia. And let me tell you something. The first chapter has just been amazing. I'm learning things about cedar trees and their frequencies and the oils that are in them and the healing that they have that back in the day, back in the old days when money wasn't involved, people were actually using them for healing modalities. So I just wanted to share that with you, with everyone, because it did kind of get in my head. And I guess maybe I was on a timeline. I'm still not sure about that. Maybe I am right now. I don't know. But I'm learning as I go. And that is why I'm having this show, so that we can all collaborate, share the challenges, and share information that excites us. And I'm doing the show because it's fun and it excites me. And I didn't know if I could do it or not, but here I am, show number three. Okay. And it's not work. It's a way for me to express myself from the heart. But I do me. And if there's something that doesn't make sense to me, I'm going to ask you about it, okay? There was some things with another book that didn't resonate with me, and I posted a remark that I'm not too sure about this book, and the author actually came back at me, and I understand where she was coming from, and I got that, so I took it offline and had a chat with the author and expressed my thoughts about what my certain parts of the book just didn't make any sense, and for some of the things that were said during a collaboration call. So anyway, cleared that up. Everything's good. But I don't judge that author. That was her creativity. That's what she created out of whatever that she does, whether it be channeling, whether it's coming from her heart, or whether it's something that happened in their life. But information is information. It's all propaganda. It's all from the past. And you take what you want and leave what you don't. So getting into today's show, the topic that we are going to do are, we are the med beds, taking care of our vessels while ascending. And I have two guests with me, which I'll bring on here shortly, Lori and Christine. And the reason why I wanted to talk about we are the med beds, because I hear a lot of information, Again, information that I'm just hearing, that I'm processing. It's not of value, but it does help me understand things a little bit better. And apparently there's stuff going around on social media in regard to the med beds and what they're here for. Some med beds have certain frequencies for certain ailments that might be happening to a human being, and that they want to correct those ailments, or maybe broken bones, whatever it may be. But they did mention, how do you know the good med beds from the bad med beds? But that is all outside of us, okay? Outside of us. So I'm talking about the med beds within, and how we proceed through our daily activities and our lives and keeping our vessel healthy while we're ascending. And I know in the last 2 weeks, the energies have been whoo, through the roof, because I know I've been getting out of bed and I feel like, whoa, where's my energy at? And I head straight to my teapot and get my tea, because for some reason, the warm tea feels good and it helps the energy flow through my body for me. And I start moving around. I start just, looking outside, checking my surroundings, the birds, the trees, etc. And this is my morning routine. On my mornings that I have to myself, I put my headsets on, I get in the zone, I start listening to music because it gets my energy, my vibe going, and I hop on my spin bike and I start spinning. And while I'm doing all of this, I'm getting all this creative information coming to me, about things I want to do, just because I'm really in the moment. I'm in the zone. I'm into me, and nothing else around me is interfering with, I'm going to say information, because it's coming to me, ideas, just ideas, which I later put into my heart and process them. And then I have to write them down so I don't forget. And then I got all these little post-it notes everywhere. So I guess what I'm saying is, it's really important to exercise, to eat right, to get out in nature, and to really understand the physical vessel and what it's all about, not just the emotional part that we're all trying to navigate through in regard to ascension. So I use a lot of supplements, and I'll get into those in a few minutes, but I would like to go ahead and introduce the two lovely ladies that are here today. And Lauren is one of my fellow Telegram people that I have met through some of the collaboration channels. And she is on a mission to illuminate and ignite the rebirth of divine feminine force within all of us as source. So welcome, Lauren. I'm going to give you the floor. Tell us a little bit more about you, you high energy being you.
Hey, Robin.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's just, when you asked me, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to do this. And it's easy, it's fun. I would consider myself a little bit about me. I would consider myself an awakened starseed, whatever we want to call it. On the journey, just like the rest of us. And realizing, knowing who I am. And we all have our own unique story, and I love hearing everyone's stories. To sum up my story really quick, Robin, I'm the project. I remember when I started on this journey, everyone has projects, and this project, they're going to do this and that. I'm like, wow, I don't have anything like that. But I loved hearing about them. And so I realized I am the project, meaning, learning who I am and, all the programming, all the stuff, right, that we've
Right.
learned along the way. So, and my journey started about 2012, 2013. I was practicing as a registered nurse in the hospital, and I had a injury with a patient that I was helping and went through a lot of physical challenges. And so that's where I tap into the exercise and taking care of my body, because I experienced what it was like to not to have restrictions and to not be able to lift things and needing people to come over and help me with things. So I know what that's like. And so I said, never again. I'm going to become as strong as I can for myself. Right. And so this song really resonates with me, and I'm just going to read a little bit of the lyrics, and that's just my story in a nutshell. And I believe people will know who this is. Everybody searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfill my needs. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadows. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I'll live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity.
I love it. Whitney Houston. I love
Whitney Houston, because the greatest love of all is inside of me.
Oh,
the
yeah. All
love
of,
of all is easy to achieve. Learning to love yourself, Robin. That's been my journey.
Exactly.
There.
Exactly.
And we know Whitney Houston. That's the mermaid.
Yeah. So. Let me tell you something. Every time I hear that song, I'm like, I'm glued. I'm just glued to whatever device that I'm listening to. And it just touches me every time, because I was a big fan of her back then and still am. And I love to listen to her music. So, yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much, Lauren. I appreciate that little tune that you just sang for us.
Thank you.
You betcha. And so let's move on over to Christine. Christine, my fellow Costa Rican retreat friend that I met, high-spirited, full of laughter, and we collaborated in several different conversations, and I'm really honored that you're here with us today, and welcome. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thank you, Robin.
Yeah, welcome.
Such a wonderful time to be here with you all and be in this place and our journeys all together on this timeline at the same time and place. It's kind of a moment in time that we're going to remember and then spring off of here. So my journey of enlightenment or awakening or just my personal journey actually started way back in 1979. I've always been interested in health and wellness and fitness, and I've always been a self-learner, and I just dove into fitness. I was a competitive gymnast, so I had to take care of my body. I was also a competitive tennis player. My father was a professional tennis pro, and so I was always physically active. So I was always eating for, I was always hungry. I was always out in the sunshine. I was outside all the time. Grew up in South Florida. And when my grandfather had his first heart attack way back then, I was 14, and I was very intrigued because I thought, you know, how can I prevent that? How do you live so that you can stay healthy and not experience this drama of suffering and pain and worry about if you're going to die? That was the beginning of my journey of truth. I wanted to know what is true. And I grew up a Roman Catholic, went to Catholic school my entire life, followed, you know, did a lot of volunteering, had youth groups, etc. But throughout all of this, I always thought that to take care of your vessel is one of the most important things, because our soul resides in the vessel. That's my belief back then. And so I knew it was my responsibility. So I was always taking care of my body. I did over and above. And then I competed physically. I got into, besides tennis, I did bike racing, and I did marathons and half marathons and 10Ks and 5Ks. I got certified in everything you can imagine in fitness. And back then it was high impact aerobics, and it was, you know, Jane Fonda and stepping and spinning, and I got certified in everything. And throughout this, I was trying to learn, well, what's the nutritional truth? What are we supposed to eat? What is available to us? what is this pyramid? You know, and I kept questioning, and I was reading, and I was going to school for exercise physiology, and I was also going to school for dance because dance is my favorite. And
Yeah, mine too.
I was growing up, I wanted to be an ice skater. Well, I grew up in South Florida. Back then, there were no ice rinks. So my second choice was gymnastics. Then I went into dance because of the artistic expression in dance. So when I was going to college, I was having intense days. You know, there were more than 8-hour days. I was also performing and then also teaching fitness. And so I had to keep eating for my energy and for my health. I had a couple of injuries, but really didn't hold me back. I was always in very good shape. But I always wondered why they kept changing this, the parameters, the pyramid, the requirements. You know, every 10 years, 15 years, they seem to change it. And now it's something new and something different. And then there was the fad diets. I mean, how many diets do we have out there?
Too
Hundreds and
many,
hundreds and thousands. Right.
way
And
too many.
I was always like, well, wait a minute. I always doubted everything. And I always questioned. People would look at me like, you're crazy. Just go with the flow. And I'd be like, no,
Right.
I want answers. I want answers. I'm still wanting answers. And I've dove deep way back in 2017 when information started coming out under the auspices of what the generic information was coming out of the news. And
Right, right.
I was very intrigued. It was like, wow, this I've never heard. I've never heard. And I learned so much about everything else besides fitness that it's all connected. And
Yep,
then I learned
nothing
that our
like a
bodies are all connected, you know, everything
nothing
about
like a
us.
blast from the past, I
Yeah.
say.
Yeah. So mind, body, spirit was my whole connection. And that's where I'm still at. But I'm still doing this dive with everybody else. Like, okay, how do
Beautiful.
we navigate timelines? How do we navigate, you know, what is this all
Right,
about?
exactly. So I guess where I'm going with the med beds, I hear a lot of people on not just on the Q shows and then through the channel or not channels but the collaborations that I've been on, and then also in my work environment, I'm always hearing people say, I got this wrong, I got that wrong, this hurts, that hurts, I gotta go to the hospital, I gotta take this pill, and it's like a constant. Like all the time I'm hearing this. And I guess what I want to say, and glad you guys are here with me, is that there, instead of just sitting around and waiting for the med beds, and I can see where they would be advantage when you have maybe like broken elbows or broken legs or bad knees or something like that. But we are actually the healers. We can actually heal ourselves. And I have two incidents myself where I did it myself. And one of them was my knee, and I was on crutches for about a week, and I panicked, and I almost went to, well, I did. I went to, what is that, the care center or whatever, to see if I could get a doctor to take a look at me, but nobody would talk to me without insurance. So I'm sitting there going, oh my gosh, I cannot do my day-to-day activities without my legs and to be working. So as we've learned, that a lot of the pain that we have in our bodies are connected to our DNA in some way. So I have been doing a lot of healings with the Creation Lightship, but I learned about the pendulum. And I've heard horror stories that, oh, that is witch, that's black magic, blah, blah, blah. But just like everything, you have your good and your bad and how you use it. So I started reading the book that I got with the pendulum, and it had a little saying on how to do it for healing. And I started holding it over my knee. And when it goes in a circle, that means it's doing the healing. Of course you do. You do your you command your spirit to heal and rejuvenate, recalibrate your knee. And then as I'm holding it, it's doing a circle. And then once I know that it's taking the injury or whatever it's doing, I don't know the whole how deep you go with pendulums. I was just testing it and it started going back and forth because in the book said when it starts going back and forth, that means it's done. So it took about a week and then before you know it, I was back to normal. But then I go, now with what I know now, was it the pendulum or was it me? Because we have that healing power within us. And the second time I fell off my bicycle and broke my elbow, and it's still broken to this day. And that was probably what, over 3 years ago. But I went to the ER and, you know, I panicked because I had like this, I forget what they call it, where your arm just swells right up. And I went in there and they started wrapping me with all of these bandages and telling me, you got to do this, you got to do that. And then the other guy comes up and says, we got to take your heart. We got to do some tests on your heart. And I said, for why? Why? And he goes, well, you have abnormal heartbeat. And I said, well, I just had a traumatic accident. And I also weightlift, so my heartbeat's probably going to be off. So no need for the add-on sale. We're good. So when they finished doing the arm, the next day I had to get ready for work. And I'm like, how am I going to get my clothes on with all this stuff on here? So I literally took it all off and I just put my arm in a sling. And I was able to go to work and dressed in proper clothing. You know what I'm saying? But when I sit there, I spent $800 for that emergency call just to take everything off. And if I would have just, you know, stayed calm and not panicked, within a couple of days, the swelling went down. And within 2 weeks, I was back doing my upper body workouts, but with care, you know, certain movements I couldn't do. But right now I'm back to bench pressing 70 pounds with a broken elbow. So, you know, it's not perfect, but I can still use it. It's all good. And there's no steel plate in it like they wanted to put in. So that's where I want to say that we have so much power within to heal ourselves. Don't you guys agree?
Absolutely. I would say, Robin, coming from a medical background and all the programming and that went in and the learning that went into that, and I was surrounded by it. I mean, I worked in the surgery trauma ICU, just the name, right? So I agree with the healing aspect. You know, we are the med beds, and it's growing that muscle, that faith, even though we can't see it happening, it's going to happen. And that's like where the rubber hits the road, man. It's like, okay, I know I can heal myself. I'm powerful. I can do this. But our linear mind wants to see evidence of it, right? And what I've learned is just the trusting yourself. Like, even though I can't see it, like, this is how you build your faith. So yeah, 100% agree.
Yep. What about you, Christy?
I totally agree. I've had a lot of injuries in the last few years. 2019, I had two accidents, car accidents back to back. One was motorcycle, the other one was hit from behind. And I had a walker, then I had a cane. And when I was in the walker, I was in so much pain. I felt stuck. I was paralyzed. I was paralyzed with fear because I've always had my body because I took great care of it. And now I felt like it was broken. The surgeons wanted to do surgery and fuse this and that because I have ligaments and tendons and bulged discs, you know, that are pushing on my spinal cord. Just the fear base and the fear, I was holding on to the fear. And yep. I know the fear was stopping me from progressing and relaxing. And once I went through all of that and got my brave butt in gear and pulled up my big girl panties and said, I can do this. I've done all of these things. I've, you know, done all of these activities that people wouldn't even dream of. I can do this. And it just happened again. Right now I'm going through 15 weeks of physical therapy with an orthopedist who is resetting my entire skeletal structure from a broken wrist because he said everything is connected. Totally freaked me out when he showed me my entire skeleton, and there's things there that you would kind of freak out about, but I had to get over it. And he said to me, you have to work with your body. I can reset it, but if you resist, it's going to go back to where it was. You have to believe in your body. When you believe in your body and you let go and you let it do its thing, it does happen. And I got that wave yesterday.
Right. And the one thing about too is believe in that you can heal your body. But you know, I'm getting ready to do another fitness competition, and I don't do it because I want to be on covers of magazines or, you know, get an IBF whatever those pro cards that you get. I do it because I like to do it. First of all, it's one of my highest excitements, and being in this sixth decade of my life, you think this is the end of the line. Okay, you can't do certain things anymore, but that's not true. You know, you can do whatever you want. It is what it is. So I'm getting ready to do this show, and this will be my 11th one. And the reason I do it, the main reason do it, to inspire others, you know. So as a gym manager and a personal trainer, when people come in that are my age and they see what I have accomplished, it's inspiring to them that there's things that you can do to change, but you got to want it. You got to feel passionate about it. And, you know, stop running to the doctor all the time, because all they want to do is they want to do surgery. They want to give you pills. That's how they make their money. I mean, We all know that the healthcare system is a racket. I mean, is there any, maybe there are good people in there, and I'm pretty sure Q has said this a few times, that really don't know that some of the stuff that they've learned, you know, from the people that created the healthcare system, first of all. But I'm not going to get into that. That's all timeline stuff. But I just wanted to share that I'm going to do this show again, and only because I inspired one of the people at my gym, and then this person came up and asked me, and then because I had decided not to, because I was like, you know, what's going to happen in the next couple of months, blah blah blah, is is the world going to be the same? But I said, you know, stop thinking that way. So I'm just going to do it. So I had like 7 weeks. I'm in going into my fourth week, and I'm really excited about it. And I have changed my eating just slightly. I tend to be really addicted to sugars at times. And I find when I stop eating sugar that I don't get the cravings like I normally do, where you want to have more than what you normally should. And then I've also been listening to what my body wants, okay? Instead of, you know, in this industry, you're supposed to eat a certain way. You're supposed to eat certain foods. But again, I'm not in it to win, you know, prestigious covers of magazines, etc. I just do it because I like to do it. So one of the products that I do use is NanoSoma. And I know that Q has talked about that. And I use it all the time. I've actually tried the skin cream and I really love it. I just wish the jar was bigger. And I've actually had a conversation with the founder of the product. And I do believe he's going to come on the show in 2 weeks. I'm pretty excited about that. His name is Dr. Raghu. I can't say the proper pronunciation because I would totally mess it up. But Dr. Raghu will be here in 2 weeks and he's going to share more information on the product. And I want to use more of the cream, but as I said to him, the jar is not big enough because I use it all over my body, just not on my face. And if there was a way that we could get more of it to at least last a month. So we're kind of looking at that. And then I also do take protein powders, and I take Density, which is Density is what enhances my muscle for performance, and it gives me the ability to recover from any stressful workouts. And I work out probably 5, maybe 6 days a week when I'm training 6 days a week, but 5 days normally. And then I also take Fast Up for energy, because you guys all know that the energies that we're feeling lately have just been like making us want to do nothing but sleep. I mean, for me anyway. So Lauren, I know you're big time into exercise. And so what is your daily routine like? Do you incorporate exercise every day, or is it a couple times a week?
Great question. So I do about 4 times a week, and I'll do like 2 days of lower body and then upper body. Like you, Christine, I mean, it was years where I was in and out of the physical therapy office with injuries, and I'm like, it's me again, you know, and I'm back. Like every time I would try to push past that limitation, something would pop up, like I'm doing my upper body and then something, my shoulder. So I'm glad you touched on the diet portion, Robin, because I'm curious.
Actually, hold on. I don't say diet. I say nutrition.
There you go. I love it. Nutrition.
Yeah. Nutrition.
So I'm kind of like, I'm learning to listen to what my body wants, what my body wants. But you know, I don't want to eat as much protein, like meats and stuff. But
Oh,
my,
I know. You know
you
what?
know, like it's, what do you do? I mean, it's my body just,
I can't even eat red meat anymore.
Oh, me
Literally.
either. Me either.
It's
But
really hard.
I, you know, I just, I will tell you that I dated a gentleman who was a bodybuilder and has his own gym. And so he kind of got me started on my fitness journey. And, you know, I would just pick up a couple things. Let's try this. And then, you know, if it feels good, I'll keep doing it. If it doesn't feel good, I'm not doing it. I don't care if everybody else in the gym is doing it. I'm not doing it.
Yeah,
And,
you just gotta do you. That's it.
right. And then I'll end with this. I'm so excited because Robin, you recall I called you this week and left you a message saying, "Oh my gosh, I can finally see an outline of abs. Like I've never had abs." I started doing that captain's chair, you know, that exercise, and I am like, all these years I've wanted just those abs. I don't have to have them, but if we're here playing around in this body, why not have fun with it? And I'm finally starting to see them.
Yeah, exactly. And the best thing about exercising is getting the energies flowing, like getting moving. And that's the reason why I get on my spinning bike, because by the time I'm done with that 50-minute workout, I am ready to go. Let's go. Like the energy is flowing. I actually worked up an appetite, so I have my morning breakfast. I meal prep for the rest of the day because I'm at work all the time. Well, most of the time, I shouldn't say all the time. I'm cutting back on that stuff because it's not really my highest excitement anymore. I mean, I love my job and I'm very fortunate that I get to work with people in regard to physical fitness. And I am incorporating breathing exercises, as I said in a previous show. So the energy is the most important. And even though we're not supposed to get attached to this vessel, because the most important is to be in touch with the spirit. But in the meantime, while we're here in linear time, I want to be around for all the great things that are coming our way. And that's the reason why I take care of myself physically. And I try to share that with my kids, but they make their own decisions and their choices. I can't force them to do what doesn't resonate with them or is their highest excitement. So, that's where I'm at as far as the exercising with the energy flow. So it's amazing. And being the, I hate to say the word AGE, so being at the level that I'm at,
Wisdom.
yes, I am doing amazing. And I feel like I'm in my third decade of life.
Just getting started, right?
Can I
So,
piggyback on some of the
yeah.
things that you both said? I want to backpedal just to the inspirational part. When I feel when I am physically moving, dancing, exercising, I get all my inspiration bubbling to the surface. And then it just keeps accelerating like dominoes, in a good way, up instead of down. When I am on stage, because I also perform, I dance, I sing, I play percussion, because I utilize that to distract my brain when I was recovering from my first bad accidents in 2019. I got into music. I started playing percussion. I joined a band. We were touring, and it was wonderful because my body was healing and I didn't have the attention on what was wrong with it. I had my attention on my highest excitement. And so I think my body was healing while I was distracted, having a really good time on stage. When I'm on stage, whether I'm teaching a class, whether it's dance or it's exercise, or entertainment, the people respond positively. It's almost like I give them my energy and then they're giving it back to me five times. That's why I do what I do.
Your frequencies.
I've done, like I said, marathons, half marathons. I've done those fun mud races because there's such excitement, and it's not about competition and the time. It's about the experience, helping everybody else that's going along with you. Kind of doing this goofy thing, getting all dirty, and at the end you get a beer. Like, and you get live music. It's like, wow,
And you enjoy it, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
I don't do anything anymore that I don't enjoy because it's not going to waste my time anymore. I'm like, hey, I'm 60. I'll be 61 real soon here. I'm trying to be an inspiration not only to my kids because I always wanted to be that inspiration for them.
Yeah.
Age doesn't matter. It's all what is in your heart. Go for what's in your heart and your body will follow.
Exactly. And you know, it's really funny. I love to dance too. And I know we're not supposed to say our origins, but I got a little bit of Latino in me. And I like to dance. And sometimes I'll cut a rug and my daughter will look at me and say, Mom, you can't dance like that. You're too old. And I'm like,
oh, no.
You can't put a number on it. If you want to get down and boogie, get down and boogie.
Absolutely. Moving is such a natural part of, I mean, look at the babies. You turn music on for a baby and a diaper.
Oh, yeah.
They got their own rhythm.
Yep.
No one's telling them how to move. And it's their personality. It is just adorable.
It really is. It really is.
Yeah, well, aging is a program too, right?
There's
the people that get together and, oh, my this, my that. And I'm like, God, get me out of here. Aging is even programmed to believe that we age.
Yeah,
I don't believe that.
It gets really hard for me to have to hear people talk about, well, I had a knee reconstruction and I'm going to have my lungs removed, you know, stuff like that. I'm just kidding. That was just hypothetical. But I cringe and I'm like, shh, don't say that. Your body hears everything you're saying and it's going to react exactly to what you're saying. You want to just tell them, shh, don't talk, don't talk. So yeah. I got to share this with you. I was in I stopped to get some gas and I walked. This was early morning on my way to my workplace. And I'm in there grabbing some gum or something. And I'm overhearing the clerk talk to the other clerk about, yeah, I'm really sick and I got this going on and that. And I don't know why I felt the need to share my information. You do know you're ascending. And she looks at me. I said, we're all ascending. You're going to feel lots of different things happening to you physically. It's the energies of the earth. So, you know, get out in nature, put your feet on the earth, do something you love to do and do some deep breathing. Don't run to the doctor every time you get sick. And she looks at me she goes, thank you. And I walked out the door and I said to myself, did you just share information about ascension to a complete stranger who probably has no idea what I'm talking about? It was just hysterical, you know, for me anyway. But if I can share things with people and maybe it'll get them to ascension. What's ascension? Let me check that out. Go ahead. Sorry.
Just going back to the med beds and healing, you know, we're in a sick care society. Everyone is so focused on what's wrong. What's the spot on the white t-shirt, right? What is the physical ailment you have and what drugs are you taking? Because I got 5, you got 3, I got 2, you know. Instead of that, we have this beautiful gift called nature outside.
Yes.
That has its own vibrations. It's got its own sound.
Yep.
It has, you know, the water has memory. The soil has memory, all the elements, they all have their own vibration. And when we tune into the vibration, our own body, every cell has its own vibration.
Yes.
If we can connect to, and I know this is coming down the pike, vibrational healing through these different technologies, mechanisms, therapies, whatever you want to call it. This is a free gift. I think whoever created us, the beings that created us, provided us free. Like the weeds aren't really weeds, they're medicines for our body that ancient used to, you know, they used to use it for healing. If we go back into nature and get out there and experience what we used to experience when we were kids, go outside, don't come in until you're done and I call you for dinner, because there was a healing experience in that.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Oh, absolutely. I remember being a kid and never wanting to go inside, you know.
Yeah. Think about the music, the sound. Some things resonate, like Lauren said, you know, with her song, that resonates with her soul, and maybe parts of her body are getting recalibrated when she listens to that song. It's some feel good, you know, when you get into the water. How do you feel when you get out? It is amazing, the transformation. Your body just responds. It's this yummy, like eating I can't say eating because it's only good in your mouth while your taste buds are tasting it, and then it's done. But when you experience a living life, other being that has its own vibration, I think we can connect to that vibration without even consciously realizing
Oh, yeah.
how we are communicating back and forth without words.
Yeah, absolutely. I went and took a dip in the big lake, I think 2 weekends ago. And I was hoping to get one more chance to go into the water because it gets really cold this time of year. But we've been having a bit of a heat spell over here, and I was able to swim. And let me tell you how wonderful that felt, because I don't get a lot of opportunity to get into the big lake. And it's just like invigorating. And the rest of the day was just beautiful. Like I just felt so wonderful. And, you know, I've been experiencing right now, I don't know if you guys had from the energies of the earth, because we know that the frequencies are increasing. So we're feeling the effects of that. And I have this constant pressure in between my ears of my head. And, you know, I do my commands of, if it's anything nefarious, I just don't know at this point in time. But I do know that when I was in Costa Rica, I didn't hear it at all. So maybe it is the what do you call it? The EMFs that I'm affiliate, but I live out in the country. And the only thing that I'm exposed to is, you know, my internet, which is in my house, but 4 miles down the road, they have one of those EMF towers. And I know that they can reach for miles. And I really still don't know what this is going on in my head. And I am going to venture into more healings with the Creation Lightship. But I just want to real quick, you know, because we're getting close to the end of time, but I just want to talk about the different things that the NanoSoma does, okay, for anybody that doesn't know about it. It is in enhancing immune and health, and also for longevity. So it modulates the immune system, reduces inflammation and pain, improves longevity, reverses aging, serves as vitamin D and vitamin C substitutes, assists cardiovascular health, enhances wound healing, rejuvenates the skin, improves energy levels, and repairs damaged blood vessels and scar tissues. Now, when I say my commands in regard to the healing and balancing, I've kind of changed the words. I say I command my spirit to recalibrate and rejuvenate this vessel, the inner and outer organs. And I'll say that 3 times. And I usually say it when I'm getting into my bathtub, because that's where I relax the most and where I'm calm. And the effects of the water kind of makes it more soothing for me.
Me too.
So that is a really great product, you guys. And it also helps with anybody that's got the vaccination is supposed to help with that too. I'm not exactly sure how that correlates with it, but when Dr. Raghu comes on, we can ask those questions to him and he can go into deeper detail about it. So I just wanted to share that with the listeners real quick. Love the product, and we're going to learn more about it too, especially the creams. Okay. Lauren, anything else? You got anything else you want to share with your regimen? Okay. Let's talk about the food we cook. Do you guys like to cook?
I'm getting better with it. I used to not like to cook, but, I'm playing around with it.
Okay. So I like to get creative, especially with, since I go to the grocery store, I'm not really, I don't go to the grocery store anymore, to be honest with you. I go to Health Hut. To me, it feels a little safer than stuff that we're buying at the grocery store. So I create things like egg whites with, and I get my eggs fresh from the farm, from the farmer down the road. And he brings me five dozen whenever I need it. And so I will make like an egg omelet with spinach in it, and I'll throw some Laughing Cow cheese, because I'm really not supposed to have cheese when I'm training, but I love cheese. I think I was probably a mouse in my life before, because you put it in front of me, I'm going to eat it. So anyway, I have learned to get creative with certain vegetables and I did try the vegan protein powder. Ugh, no, thank you. I can't do it. Have you ever tasted chocolate peas before?
I have. Yeah, it's a little chalky, right?
Yuck.
Now, one
So,
thing I've done is I usually take like a sheet pan and I'll roast like a sheet pan of veggies once a week. So I have those on hand, right? That's one thing that I've started doing. And then now
oh.
I went to the spice store yesterday with my beautiful soul sister, Darlie, and because I got a book on spices and I picked up some spices that are medicinal. And so I'm going to start playing around with putting the spices on the food, like Indian spices and stuff that we don't really hear about here in the US.
Yes, and also real quick, and Christine, I'll give you the floor here in a minute, but after reading Anastasia and I started reading about the cedar trees, the Siberian trees,
Yes.
they have cedar nuts, and they are supposed to be healing modalities. And I'm just so excited about this book. I just started chapter one and I'm halfway through it, so I read when I can. But amazing healing oils from the cedar tree. So just something else I wanted to share real quick. Go ahead, Christine.
Yeah, there's so many healing medicinal plants out there. There's oils, there's roots, there's the dried leaves. Just make sure the longer it's been out away from its root source, the smaller the nutrient condition that it's in. Unless it was picked, because I do this too. I have lots of medicinal plants. You pick it free. I'm sorry, fresh. And then you can make tinctures and oils right there while it's fresh. So it takes those ingredients and marries it and pulls those polyphenols out and all of those healing properties right into either vodka that you're using, 150 proof, or oil, so that you can capture them. And then it's so concentrated, you just need a little bit. It will last for a long, long time. Sprouting is great too. Sprouting is so easy. You talk about broccoli sprouts, they are so punched with nutritional value. And I know a lot of healing in places use sprouts, especially broccoli sprouts, to heal bodies that have degenerated really fast, like cancers and things like that. And then there's food forestry. You can actually create a forest around your home based on your location, geography, and create the forest that you wanted, have it naturally grown based on your location, how much time you want to spend in that garden, and then grabbing little medicines, even if it's something small like herbs on your kitchen counter. You can start that small. But if you start incorporating these things, which is additions to our diet, we can help our bodies collaborate together in staying healthier longer.
Yeah.
Hey, Christine, can I ask you a question about oil, or both of y'all, oils? Like avocado oil,
Coconut.
like any coconut.
Yes.
Y'all have any like sourcing good oil?
Yes, I use 100% coconut oil with everything. I put it on my skin, I cook with it, everything. And I get it from the Health Hut, and the reason being is because they have mostly natural stuff there. I've even dabbled with frankincense for like inflammation and pain in my like around my knee areas when I'm doing too many squats or something like that. But yeah, just there's so much stuff out there that's all natural for
Yes.
healing. And I know that I take the density for muscle endurance, but I haven't discovered anything yet in regard to that for someone at my level. So I would eventually like to get away from taking supplements. But when you start leveling up and you lose your muscle, that's when the skin starts to become this different type of skin that I don't like. I call it creepy crepe.
Well, yeah, we're and that's be could be our gut. What's wrong with the gut? Because our gut has been, kind of taken a beating with the foods that they've added or taken out of the quality of food. So our gut is really, really the brain of our body. And
Hey.
when you have a gut that's not in health, you don't know what you're absorbing. But
You know
people get
what?
those tests, the blood tests that tell you how your gut level is, and And if you're digesting, then you know what supplements you can take and what you can really absorb.
Yeah, you're right. And I noticed when we were in Costa Rica, the food that we ate there was all natural. And
Wow.
I completely had a different reaction. My digestive system, my stomach wasn't making all them funny noises it makes after I eat something. Like I was in such like, wow, I feel so good. This is like, and if we could emulate that here in the United States, where we can buy, and that's the reason why I'm going to the health hub
Well,
versus the
think about it.
supermarket.
It was made with love. It was
Like,
100% ingredients.
yeah,
It was very
100%.
pure, and it was carefully utilized, very treated with kindness and honor. Those simple things are very important, and that's we're putting that into our bodies versus manufactured, mass produced, as fast, with the machines, without any love and care. We're putting that into our body. So maybe that was, that could be a big deal about the difference.
That's where we're going to get back to.
Yeah,
Robin,
that's
RFK Jr., make America healthy
Let's
again.
do
You know, I've
it.
got my t-shirt and my
That's
hat.
beautiful, Christy, really. So we're getting to the end of the show here, so I want to wrap it up. I love you guys. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
And
Thank you. It was fun.
and
A lot of
we'll do it
fun.
again soon, I promise you.
Yes.
And
Yes.
I just want to go back for the listeners to the beginning statement in regard to the feedback that I received. Despite that information that I received, I love all you people out there, and whatever feedback you bring, that's fine. I appreciate that. And the person that sent that to me, unconditional love all the time, no matter what. I will always be there for you, and thank you for bringing that to me. But go within and understand the message that you sent would be better received to just talk to me one-on-one and let me hear your beautiful harmonics, because that's the best way for me. Love all of you. Thank you so much for joining me here again with the Awakening Wave Show. Have a great day. Love you all.